Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvester. Good morning, Paul. The markets reacted pretty positively to Maduro's capture, didn't they?
A little bit. I mean, really, the impact that you'd want to see would be in the energy complex. And really, crude oil prices didn't move too much. Individual companies, oil companies did, but not really in the crude oil market. I think the market's more reacting to the new year, and we're back to the old tricks of buying technology, buying AI, and the momentum that we've seen from last year, I think, has carried forward to this year.
So would you say that the sentiment is very bullish right now?
It is very bullish. When you take a look at investor sentiment, whether it's the American Association of Individual Investors or whether you look at the positioning of a lot of investment advisors, you look at positioning of various funds, cash balances, it is very bullish right now. And I think if you take a look at it from that perspective, if you're playing it from a contrarian view, if everybody's all over on one side of the boat, you want to be on the other side. That's probably riding a little higher in the water.
We're going to start hearing more and more now about the midterm elections. And historically, what effect have they had on the markets?
They've had some. I mean, you can go back over history I think it's been 1958. You look at how the market has reacted during midterm elections, and it tends to be pretty volatile for the first half, maybe three quarters of the year, with not a lot of overall movement. And then once you get past the election, then the markets start to rally into the end of the year. So if history is a guide, we would expect to see not a lot in the way of gains or losses for the first three quarters of the year, and then maybe a good finish to 2026.
You wrote in your newsletter that traders had a serious hangover after the holidays. Do they still?
No, this is the first full week of the new year. I mean, the hangover really was kind of an odd day. You had one trading day last Friday of the new year, and nobody was really working. I think there probably may have been four people that are working on Wall Street that first day of January. But this is the first full week of the year. Everybody's back at the trading desks and manning the phones and full operations. We also get the regular diet of economic data as well. So we're caught up, I think, with a lot of the missing data and delayed data that's come from the government shutdown. So we'll get the unemployment numbers on Friday, which is when we normally would see them.
So that jobs number, will that sway the Fed? You think we're going to get a rate cut or a pause coming up?
Well, my betting has been all along that the Fed should probably just sit on their hands for a while. So I may be the wrong person to be asking that question because I've been wrong the last three meetings. But I think the Fed has been telling the markets we're focused on jobs. And what we have seen over the last few jobs reports, we've seen a slight tick higher in unemployment. Some of that is due to people coming into the workforce looking for jobs, which is a good thing. Some of it is we're seeing also because of lack of immigration, we're seeing a much lower number of new non-farm payroll jobs. That may be not a bad thing from a perspective of, okay, the new number is maybe 50,000 in new jobs. We used to experience 125 to 135 in new jobs to keep the unemployment rate stable. So we'll see how these numbers play out. My guess is we'll see a little tick up in the unemployment rate, but we're still sitting at a very low historical unemployment average. So we'll see. But I think the Fed will be looking at these numbers a lot more closely, I think, than the inflation data that we get out in another week.
The bond market has certainly returned, hasn't it?
It did. In 2025, it was a very good year for bonds. Prior 2 years have been good. So for bond investors, it's been a place to hang out and be safe. Interest rates have come down. especially on the short end. We were 3 years ago at 5% on a 3 month treasury. We're now pushing 3%. So that 2% difference makes a huge impact on the portfolio returns for bond investors. If the Fed continues their track of cutting interest rate, we could see another good year for bonds. But I think that may depend more on inflation and what the Fed does.
It's been nice having gas prices relatively low lately. What has happened in Venezuela, does that indicate that oil prices will be going down and gas prices even lower?
It's possible. Venezuela is, right now at least, a very, very small player in the oil market. Their crude oil is, in industry parlance, very, very heavy crude. It can be refined in some of the refineries are in the southern United States. But from a amount of crude oil that gets put on the market, Venezuela is a very small player. Now, they have a lot of resources that have not been utilized very well under Maduro and prior regimes, and that's one of the things that Trump is trying to do, at least, is to get at some of that oil and improve their infrastructure for oil. That's going to take some time to do. It's not going to be coming out of the market anytime soon. So if successful, we could see much more oil coming onto the market probably 2-3 years from now as opposed to anytime soon.
After I digested your weekly newsletter, I came away thinking, well, that old adage about have a diversified portfolio is still true right now.
It is. No, I mean, that's just that. With international markets, emerging markets were up over 30% last year, beating technology and AI. Bonds did well. Small cap did well. So, it was a good year for investors to have their money spread in a lot of different areas. We think 2026 may continue that trend. So we're pretty happy with what we've seen in the market and what we're seeing in portfolios.
It's the very diversified Paul Nolte, Murphy & Silvest. Thank you, as always, Paul. Talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are welcome.